FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The South African National Defence Union says soldiers returning from the DRC will need long-term psychological support. The first group of SANDF troops arrived in Pretoria on Friday night. The soldiers were deployed to Eastern DRC as part of a SADC peacekeeping mission. The bloc earlier this year took a decision to withdraw its troops after a number of soldiers, including 14 SANDF members, were killed during clashes with M23 rebels in January. Here's the Defence Union's Piki Grief.
The union is going to push very hard for it, that this psychological help that these soldiers are getting is not just a 1 or 2 day thing. It's going to have to be intense. It's going to have to be continuous. And we are definitely going to monitor that. Typically, there would be some psychologists and working with the troops for a day or two, assessing every individual. They will be then sent on leave after deployment so that they can be with their families. We believe also need psychological help for the trauma that they've been through as families.
He says the troops are also unhappy about the treatment they received while in the DRC.
Where a problem was pointed out, they were told to keep quiet. Even if the problem was solved in the end, it took months on end, for instance, to just get them proper accommodation. Some of those troops had to pay for their own tents. It's completely ridiculous. It's absolutely unacceptable.
Shack Dwellers Movement Abahlali baseMjondolo says its hopeful government will respond to their demands following recent talks. The group is calling for access to land, decent housing, and an end to forced evictions. They met with the National and Provincial Departments of Human Settlements and Cooperative Governance in Durban yesterday. KZN Cocktail MEC Tulasuzo Buthelezi says it's important that shack dwellers are included in government plans to improve people's lives.
We discussed how we can work together with the organization Abahlali baseMjondolo to resolve issues they are faced with. Challenges faced by people in places that are not developed should be at the forefront of government's plans, and these people should be part of discussions that have to do with plans to better their lives.
And Iran's foreign minister, Abbas Araghchi, says the attacks on Israel will end once Israel halts its military campaign against the Islamic Republic. At least 4 people have died in overnight attacks on Tel Aviv as Israel and Tehran exchange missile strikes. Here's Araghchi in a translated clip from Sky News.
We're defending ourselves. This defense is entirely legitimate. We're defending with strength and resolve, and our response is a reaction to aggression. Therefore, if the aggression stops, naturally our response will also cease.
Meanwhile, Israeli authorities say the country's airspace remains closed, saying thousands of nationals have been left stranded abroad since Friday when the IDF began its strikes against Iran. The top story this hour, the South African National Defence Union says soldiers returning from the DRC will need long-term psychological support. The first group of SANDF troops arrived in Pretoria on Friday night. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.